Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm slightly bleary-eyed after the festivities of and the lovely reception from Nottingham. But yeah, good.
How have you been? You've been touring the film for a little while now. You were in Leeds earlier on this week, Nottingham last night, Sheffield tonight. What's been the response?
Oh, it's been really good. Yeah, I mean, I'm bound to say that, aren't I? But it has been really good, and I've had a great time, and you know, and the audience is happy faces. I mean, I post up on my Twitter account photos of the audiences afterwards, and I make a point of doing it after the film rather than before, because that's cheating when you take them before, because they are, you know, people are excited just to be out of the house, aren't they, at that point. But the photos afterwards, they are still smiling, so there's some proof.
Well, it's good news that they're enjoying the film. That's the main thing. Tell us a bit about Free Fire, because this is a really interesting project and one you've worked on for quite a while. You must be really chuffed that it's all come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, it's got Cillian Murphy in it, and Armie Hammer and Sharlto Copley and Brie Larson, who won the Oscar last year, and Michael Smiley and loads and loads and loads of people. Jack Reynolds. Now I've started, I have to list them all in case they're listening, and then they'll get cross that I've missed people out. But you know, and it's basically a kind of a comedy, action comedy film set around in the 1970s as some guys go to Boston in the States to buy some guns for the IRA, and then it all goes wrong. Sounds funny, doesn't it?
Ben, I saw the trailer, and it looked like a lot of fun. Was it a lot of fun to make?
Yeah, I mean, it was. They were a really great bunch of people to work with, so we had a really good time doing it. But oftentimes, it's quite worrying when you have a good time making something. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any good, you know. So you do this, everyone goes, "Yeah, it was great. We had a great time," and then they come to the cast and crew screen and go, "Ah, oh well." But this one was all the way through. It was, you know, I think it their infectious kind of enjoyment of making it kind of ended up on screen. So that was good.
I would imagine actually making it would have been maybe a different challenge for you as a director, because the whole thing's set around one big gunfight and in a warehouse, and you've got to know where every single one of these bullets is going to go right the way throughout the film. All this is going to be sort of set up beforehand. That sounds like a lot of work, Ben.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like a proper job, is it? You know, no one's going to feel sorry for me having to do a bit of work, make a film when they've, you know, might work in a hospital or something. You know,
fair enough.
So, yeah, well, you know, it's complicated, and it's reasonably dangerous. You know, the kind of holding replica guns and firing them is like holding a firework. Basically, it's kind of there's a lot of moving parts. It's quite hot But you know, that's just one of those things. It was, you know, where there's so many safe layers of safety when you make a film to stop anything happening. You know.
Was it fun having a film that, you know, you're not going to have to take on so many locations, that you're in that one space? It's obviously a different process for you. I would imagine quite a bit of fun and trying to sort of like do different things, but in that enclosed space.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, I always think about when I sit down to write a script, is how easy is it going to be for me, you know? And so I'll just do it in one space. I don't have to move around too much. I mean, I'm working on this thing at the moment called Haunted Box, which is about a bloke who's trapped in a box with a ghost. And I was thinking, that's nice and easy. You barely have to shoot that in my front room. You know?
is that a dark comedy or is that a horror?
I don't know. We'll find out. But it's like, it's a lot of this bloke with the phone going, "Oh, there's a ghost in this box. Ah, hell." I think it doesn't reveal itself to about half an hour in. To be fair. So there's some tension.
your film history is pretty spectacular. From Down Terrace, I mean, I think my favourite of yours so far is Kill List.
Because it
absolutely scared the hell out of me, that film. And I wasn't expecting it to. I wasn't, because you don't expect. I don't want to give anything away about Kill List, but when you start watching it, you're not really expecting what happens to actually happen.
Yeah, that's half the fun of that film, I think. You know, it's the kind of... I heard all sorts of reports of people when the film was in the cinema, people standing up at the, and shouting at the screen and stuff. They were so cross with it, which is, you know, great. It's exactly what you want, really.
You want a reaction. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you choose a project? Because, you know, they're very... You have got a varied mix of films that you've done so far. How do you choose a project?
Well, I mean, most of them, a large majority of them that Amy Jump and I've written, you know, or she's written on her own kind of thing. So we tend to make a lot of, we're always writing and making and putting projects together. And then basically we don't get to really specifically say which ones get made. It's what gets financed at that point. So, you know, I mean, we were always, my kind of rule of thumb is to write stuff that I want to see. So I kind of look around and go, well, there's a certain type of movie that I haven't seen and I want to see it now, you know. And I like cinema, I love cinema, so it's kind of, that's why all the films are different, rather than getting stuck making the same thing or same type of movie again and again.
You've done so much in a short time. Does it feel like, has it gone quickly, or do you feel like you've been doing it for ages?
I feel like I was, like, preparing for it for, like, 30 years. the actual making of the films is, yeah, that seems to have, when I actually look at the dates on them, I go, oh, God, that wasn't that, not really that long ago. But, you know, I'm not that young, so it's kind of, the pressure's on to get them out before I'm, you know, before they stop me or I become enfeebled.
you know, the budgets have been getting bigger. I mean, High Rise was a big budget film. That was spectacular. Are you tempted by, like, one of these, like, monster, massive, big budget films, like a Marvel franchise or a Ben Wheatley Star Wars film? I'd be very happy to see.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I don't really, again, I don't get to say that. They get, you know, if they come and talk to me, then that's something else. But they don't tend to. So I don't know what it is. Maybe they've seen Kill List or something. And this is not how we want the Star Wars story to end in history and abject horror, you know. So
don't show them Kill List. Don't show them Kill List.
No, exactly. I mean, I can see a Kill List Boba Fett movie. That would be good.
Oh, my word, now you've got me. That would do.
Throwing loads of people in the Sarlacc pit and laughing.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. You've done quite a bit of TV as well, directed a couple of episodes of Doctor Who. You're a big Doctor Who fan. A female Doctor Who. Next time lots of people are talking about Tilda Swinton, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? You know, I think it's... you know, you can do virtually anything with that character. So why would you just, you know, get stuck in doing loads of old white blokes? You know, it could be anything. It's not like it's, you know, it's stuck to a... The whole point of the character is it can regenerate and change, so it should change into something, you know, a bit more adventurous.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be very intriguing to see what happens next. And you said, is that the next project, the Ghost and the Man in the Box? Is that the next project?
No. It might be if I don't get anything else off the ground.
All right. Okay. So is it really up in the air what actually you're going to do next?
Well, there's a couple of projects that are looking like they're going to happen, but they kind of end up in a, you know, you get the finance together, you get rid of the scripts and everything together, but then it becomes in a holding pattern for getting actors, you know, and you need certain actors to get the budget. So the bigger budget stuff ends up in that kind of zone, and then the smaller budget stuff you can move forward with. So, you know, if it doesn't happen, then I'll be looking around my house thinking, what, could I set something on the stairs, maybe? You know, bathroom-based drama.
Yeah, we've had the kitchen sink dramas. We've had those bathroom-based dramas. I think that's...
Bathroom-based dramas, yeah. Like, lots of arguments about toothbrushes and, you know, lifting the lid down or something like that, yeah. I can see it coming together now. It's going to be a smash hit.
We're waiting for that one next year. Don't you worry. We're waiting for that one. Free Fire. It's going to be out very soon. You can see, of course, tonight at the Showroom Cinema from 8 o'clock with a Q&A from Ben as well, which is going to be all sorts of awesome. So make sure you're there this evening. There's a couple of tickets left. So it's well worth getting yourself down there for 8 o'clock.
And there's T-shirts, free stuff.
There's free stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, free stuff. Yeah, that's important.
I'm already down
there. That is important. There's free fire, free stuff. That's got to be, you've got to get on board for that one. Kat's there this evening. She's very much looking forward to it. So she'll be reporting back. Ben Wheatley, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.